The chief of the U.S. Central Command says he takes full responsibility for the August 29th drone strike in Kabul that killed 10 civilians. General Kenneth McKenzie says they wrongly acted on an intelligence briefing. The United States initially claimed the strike had eliminated an imminent threat posed by ISIS-K to Kabul International Airport, where evacuations of U.S. service members and personnel were underway. A Taliban spokesman says the former Afghan government's ambassador to the United Nations can't represent Afghanistan and its people. Suhail Shaheen told CGTN exclusively that the Taliban should have been allowed to speak at the UN General Assembly. Ghulam Isaaczai, representing the ousted government, pulled out of delivering an address at the UN General Assembly. The Taliban wrote a letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres last week, requesting that its new foreign minister, Amir Khan Muttaqi, be allowed to participate. China and a group of like-minded countries have expressed their support in waiving intellectual property rights over COVID-19 vaccines. China's representative to the United Nations office spoke at the Human Rights Council and called upon countries to take an active part in vaccine cooperation. Chen Xu also says the gap in immunization needs to be urgently addressed and called for fair and equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines globally. Algeria is to kick off production of its first batch of Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine today in partnership with China. Local pharmaceutical group Cidal and Sinovac will produce a total of 6 million doses within this year. The plan is to increase the operation's capacity to more than 65 million doses annually. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has stressed hidden dangers posed by the proposed cooperation of the United States, Britain, and Australia on nuclear submarine technology. He says the three countries have drawn ideological lines and built a new military bloc, which will aggravate geographical tensions, adding that the move could lead to the resurgence of the Cold War. Wang says it could lead to an arms race, prompting some regional countries to step up their military development and thus increasing the risk of military conflict. He says it could also lead to the proliferation of nuclear weapons. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the country's fuel supply crisis is stabilizing. Johnson says the situation's under control after several days of filling stations running out of petrol, sparking panic buying. Long lines of vehicles formed at filling stations starting from the end of last week after the fuel shortage crisis began. Johnson blames a shortage of truck drivers, which he suggests has been caused by the recovery of world economies from the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, local media outlets are reporting that British troops will begin driving fuel tankers to filling stations later this week as panic buying continues. The EU governments have approved 5.4 billion euros, or roughly 6.3 billion US dollars, in emergency funds to member states punished by the economic fallout of Brexit. Ireland, which shares the EU's only land border with the United Kingdom, will get 1.1 billion euros to help cover major setbacks due to the divorce. France will receive 735 million euros, with a big chunk for the country's fishing industry, which has seen access to UK waters limited by 25% under the terms of the split. The British government's also introduced its own support programs for UK businesses affected by the shock of leaving the EU.